all that. So we've got a solution for that, or actually they have a solution for that. And from Omega Alpha Equine, we've got Dr. Chang. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you and Glenn today?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Do you guys have Thanksgiving in Canada?
We did, but ours was in October. I know the U.S. one's coming up this weekend, if memory serves me correct.
It is. I was kind of making a joke because I think I asked you last time, do you guys have Christmas in Canada?
I think one question you never asked me is, do we have snow?
Is it snowing there right now? I mean, you're in Toronto. Do you guys get lake effect snow? Do you get dumped on, or is it?
No. Buffalo gets that. I feel sorry for Buffalo, but we had a banana belt. We get snow, but it's not as bad as Buffalo. We don't get the lake effect up here as much.
That's good.
So
we're relatively
snow free.
I lived east of Cleveland, and same thing as Buffalo, man. You just get dumped on, and then you want to talk about trying to keep your horses healthy when they can't get to the water because the entire thing is frozen. Oh, my God, I hated scooping out the water troughs of ice. Hey, just stick your hand in there. That sounds good. Grab that big chunk of ice. Really fun. Well, I'm glad you guys don't get crushed with snow, but let's talk a little bit about Healthy Horse, the 4-in-1 solution. And immune health. Start with just this time of year and what happens to your horse's immune system and yours.
No, this time of year is when everybody's slowing down, unless you are training out in Florida, etc. But now most competitions are finished. You know, racing is winding down. Everything is winding down for the year, and I think it starts up again in January. So that's the perfect time to address sitting issues with your horses. So something like boosting the immune system, because at this time of year, change of weather, you know, the horses are like people. Change of weather, everything known to man, you're going to pick up, right? So if you have one horse with a cough, everybody gets it. So one of the ways that you want to deal with this is try to boost the immune system of your horse, so then at least, you know, he has a fighting chance to ward off some of these coughs and colds, and he or she may not get as severe cough and cold as some horses never had anything to boost the immune system. So it's more of a preventative. Another thing that we should look at also at this time of the year is to do a liver flush. Again, the idea here is not necessarily that you're going to clean out your liver or clean out all of the toxins in your system, but it's to keep ahead of toxins. You know, as a horse, you know, when you cut your hay, I know most people, you know, think that there's no pesticides in the environment. They don't think there's pesticides on their hay, and then they try to wash it off by soaking it. That gets some of it, but it doesn't get all of it. So, you know, your horse is ingesting more pesticides than he normally would back in the day when nobody used pesticides. And I know people with organic hay will say, oh, we don't spray our hay. Nobody sprays their hay, but Farmer Brown up the street is spraying his soybean, or he's spraying his corn or what have you. A good rain falls, it ends up on your soil, on your hay, in your fields, right? So that's where the horses would pick it up. so it's a good thing to help the system get rid of some of that and I call that some of the contaminants that you pick up in the environment. So you could do a liver flush there. And another thing too is that as a blood builder, you know, a lot of the time, you know, you can help build up the bloods of horses in competition. You know, if you increase your blood components, your red cell count, you know, it'll help carry more oxygen around, right? Now, the blood builders, people always afraid, oh, we use a blood builder, we'll get a positive drug test, because they'll say, your red cell count is too much. The nice thing about herbal-type blood builders, it works in concert with the body, so you can't really increase your blood to the point where you'll trigger a positive test. There's too many negative feedback control loops to control that, but it pushes you to the upper side of normal, right? Okay. But you're still within the normal range, right? So as everybody who's in competition would know, more blood you have, the more oxygen you can carry, the better your results are going to be at competition, all things being equal, meaning that your horse is healthy, you know, because you could have great blood, but if he has a cold or a flu, you're going to run into trouble.
So far, what we've done is you've talked about the lung flush, I'm sorry, the liver flush to help cleanse out all of the environmental toxins and environmental toxins, things that they eat, things they breathe, everything like that. Then we've got a way to build the blood, which you're right. If they're getting more oxygen, more red blood cells, which carry the oxygen, they're going to be not only for competition a step ahead, but also to battle cold and virus a little bit ahead as well. So what else is there? We've got, that's two.
And then you, no, well, there's the immune plus booster,
right.
And then there's also the lung flush. The lung flush is good for, you know, at this time of the year, maybe it's allergies, who knows? Sometimes there's mold, right? Inside is wet and the horses are more indoors than outdoors. I mean, out in your sunny areas of the U.S., you don't have that problem. But I do know, you know, like if you're in New York State or Pennsylvania, all those places, you know, more and more horses are kept indoors now because the cold weather is coming. So there's more mold, and so you have runny noses, etc. And what that lung flush will do, it'll help dry up some of that mucus. So it helps fight the effect of the allergic reactions to the molds and so on. Right, so you have, so all those four components are in one product, which we call Healthy Horse. Right, it's a convenience type product, so it's a one-stop shop type of product that you use instead of taking four different products and mixing together. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's a very decent combination that we've put together just for situations like this, so change of season type of thing.
Perfect. And so that's called a Healthy Horse. It's a 4-in-1 solution because, yeah, if you were to get all four of these, you're going to be pumping your horse, feeding him and putting a lot of stuff down his throat. This is nice. You did all the hard work for us. You put them all together. And yeah, I can't imagine how healthy your horse could be with the red blood cells boosted, the immune system boosted, the lung flush, because I've had great success with lung flush on horses that cough a little bit before work. Then you've got the liver flush, and I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, no, I've taken the liver flush. That's a hang up.
Now's a good time to use it, but I mean, even during competition, it's also a good time because there's really it really works well. And as I said, because it's a convenience type product, it's a lot more user-friendly because I know most people who look after horses, you need to give your horses this supplement, that supplement, that supplement. Before you take a look at it, you know, you're doing like 10 different supplements for your horse, right? That's why people say horses have staff. You are their staff.
Yeah, I know. I feel like staff. This is great. This would be something that the Healthy Horse 4-in-1 solution, if you get, you know, a rescue and you're like, it's just kind of a poor doer, or you have a poor doer at home and you're just like, gosh, I just want to get him